24.3. EDE 01060720250642, audio. A 220-meter radius, yes, it's true that it's a long distance. A 250-meter radius including a module, it's also true, it's a long distance. These figures aren't final yet. This is a decision-making assessment for the project. Now let's talk about structures. How to make it strong and safe. A first route is via the cross. On each side of the cross, the planned electrical chambers will reinforce the cylinders of the corridors. Right now, I'm thinking about the station in moving mode, not stationary. What diameter will these two electrical chambers have? I still don't know. However, there's no doubt about the mechanical reinforcement. Another approach, which I don't necessarily like, is to inflate the structure by adding external rods, allowing for a larger overall diameter and therefore greater mechanical strength. Another avenue would be to provide this diameter directly on the launchers. I don't know here, I don't have that experience. Would it be possible to launch this cross in rocket mode, including the entire corridor connection structure, and with almost no weight compromise? The ends of the cross for connecting the corridors could be connection points for rockets. A temporary structure to taper the center is also possible to reduce air resistance. All this little analysis doesn't yet solve the problem of the elbows. But at this stage, we still have a gravity-based station that is safe for its occupants, if this scenario is plausible. In the station's propulsion mode, there will be a force applied to the corridors, particularly at the cross junction. This is where I think these electrical chambers play a predominant role in this mobile station. Finally, could these planned tool vehicles be used to move from one module to another while waiting for the elbows to be resolved? Coming soon. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This July 6th, 2025.